If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Running a three-man show. EB's in Florida with his boys, Vinny and Joe. Saw some pictures of them golfing.
Yeah, they're teeing it up. Hey, EB, all EB does is talk about his club. He's club-shaming us here down in Florida. He belongs to a fancy club back home.
Is that what he's doing?
I don't know. That's what one of the tweets that I saw from over the weekend.
Yeah, so we're running the three-man show. EB will be back tomorrow. Two things breakfast-related.
Yes.
It's weird. Because usually listeners want attention dollars. Mm-hmm.
They thrive on them. Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, somebody sent me a direct message on Instagram, I believe it was, to our Junkies account. Follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. And they said, hey, just a heads up, I sent $100 to EB's Venmo so that you guys can get breakfast. And he specifically wrote, I don't want any attention dollars.
Okay, right. Love that.
So he's just a benevolent listener who likes the show, wanted to hook us up for breakfast. Well, EB could have easily just pocketed that $100 without us getting that message on the Instagram page. And so brought it up to EB, and he, of course, oh, I forgot about it, whatever. But he still has $50 that's supposed to come to us for breakfast, okay? So we got to hold him accountable for that.
Got to hold his feet to the fire.
Number two, we just got breakfast today. We kind of don't know where it came from. And here's the biggest monkey wrench.
Yeah.
I was all fired up. There's tons of French toast. I love French toast. There's no syrup.
Oof. JP's on a massive life tilt. Massive monkey tilt.
So how you can't eat it?
That's what I think.
I mean, you can eat it, but it's missing.
I mean, well, you can do. You can take it home.
It's missing a key ingredient.
100%. It's the key ingredient.
I mean,
butter and syrup, but I put syrup above the butter.
And there's a tertiary ingredient, which really sets it off. Powdered sugar. A little sprinkle of powdered sugar along with the butter and the syrup.
Yeah.
That is your pièce de résistance for French toast, in my opinion.
So I don't know if this is another benevolent listener who doesn't want attention dollars. Yeah, we have really no idea who it came from.
See, Drav is, he's striking that from the record, because if it were a listener, he doesn't give his phone out to a bunch of listeners. Like, it only has to be a very small group of listeners that would deliver it, because they have his number.
Yes, the third-party catering company that dropped this off this morning had my phone number and my name.
Correct.
I mean, some do, but usually those people would let me know that something's coming.
Right.
Or maybe it's a food drop and we just weren't told about it.
Maybe that's a possibility too.
There's always that possibility.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big botch if they forgot to put the syrup in there.
Oh, we're going to have to search for some syrup.
Well, I mean, there are two refrigerators here on the premises, and I generally do not advocate for taking other people's items out of the fridge, but this might be a special circumstance.
I don't advocate for syrup in the refrigerator. Do you keep your syrup in the refrigerator?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
In a cabinet.
That's a pantry thing or cabinet.
Keep it in the, I don't know why, but we keep it in the fridge. It's a fridge item.
Everyone's different. You're not going to find any syrup in that fridge. I don't think so either.
Here's what you will find. You'll find food from 6 months ago.
Yeah.
In a Tupperware container that people just leave in there until the fridge stinks. It couldn't smell any worse.
I like playing this game whenever I come in to see. There's this lettuce that someone bought on sale. And it's been sitting in there for about 3 weeks now.
I mean, just.
And it gets browner and browner and browner every day.
Yeah.
And it's starting to look like leaves in
gets
the fall.
Joey.
Yeah. By the way, big time props to Matt Valdez. I came in this morning, speaking of bargains and trying to find a good deal. Valdez is the king of that. He brought in 10 bags of on sale coffee. These are only 8 of them. The other two are right here. Here we go. We got coffee for like the next. I don't know,
we're set.
This is like a 5 or 6 month supply of coffee. And the Starbucks, the Cinnamon Dolce, look at that price. This is usually a $9 or $10 bag of coffee, Valdez.
$2.74?
$2.74.
What the hell's wrong with that coffee?
Bargain hunter.
Now, it's best before June 14th of 2025. But
you know what? That's fine.
We will be drinking.
I mean, these are just suggestions, these dates, on coffee.
The coffee grounds really go bad.
For milk and eggs, things like that, that's where you take the use before date seriously. For coffee, please. We could drink this in 2029.
Was it buy 5 bags, get 5 free?
No, I don't know what it is. I mean, they're all on sale.
They're just all cheap.
It's 75% off.
Nice job.
Valdez, King Bargain Hunter, props.
Hey, let me ask you this
job
about
well done.
Things that expire or things that don't. I threw out some beef patties yesterday, okay?
Hold on. Beef patties?
Hamburgers.
Yeah, why don't you just call them hamburgers instead of beef patties?
I think because it said beef patties on
hamburger.
There's a McDonald's commercial.
I threw out beef patties?
I don't think hamburger. I had seen them in the back of the freezer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have been there probably for 6 months.
Yeah.
Did they go bad?
They're so usable.
I thought so.
They're so usable.
Then my wife made me doubt it. Now, she doesn't eat red meat.
Yeah.
And so in the end, I ended up throwing them away. But I feel like they could be in the freezer for a year.
So usable. You just threw away good, as you like to call them, beef patties.
Well, they are beef patties.
They are beef patties.
They were third-pound beef patties from Costco. Oh,
those are big, thick ones, too.
Yeah. Mm.
Happy trails. They gone.
Yeah, I would think if they were in the freezer, they were fine.
Yeah, you're fine. I think stuff can stay in the freezer for like 2 or 3 years. you're generally good. If it's super freezer burn and there's frost all over it, I'll look at it and say, well, I'm not going to eat this. This is gross. But if it's in there for a year plus, for the most part, I think you're good. As long as it's properly sealed, it's in a good Ziploc bag or vacuum sealed bag, you're good to go.
I mean, it had been open. The bag had been open at some point. It wasn't like it was a never open.
Mm.
I would say if it came with 12 burgers, probably 2 had been used.
Hmm.
Yeah, you threw away 10 perfectly good burgers, in my opinion.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you're good.
My wife talked me into throwing it out.
You know what? You should have countered to your wife. Said, you're not even eating these. What do you care? why do you care if I eat an expired burger?
I guess she thought that I might, you know, get something.
Hamburger.
What are you going to get? What are you going to get from a frozen burger?
Well, if it's bad meat.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. If it's sitting in the fridge for 2 months, you got to throw it away.
Yeah.
Or a month. You know, you got to throw it away. Probably for a week.
Yeah.
I mean.
A month?
Yeah. I mean, I'm being extreme here, but frozen. The frost kills everything, in my opinion.
Transitioning to the frozen ice.
Mm-hmm, nice.
Capitals will have the playoffs. In a month, we're going to be talking playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And
15
Ovi's
games left.
Chase for greatness continues. He scores against San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it wasn't from his office.
It was not. It was a nice tip in right from about 5 feet in front of the goalie.
Really nice goal. They beat San Jose 5-1, which was a bounce back because they had been shut out, blanked by the Kings.
They had a classic letdown game of the three-game road swing. They punished the Ducks, and then Darcy Kuemper stoned them in the middle game, and then they smacked around the Sharks.
Well, they were hanging out in Beverly Hills, probably at some fancy restaurant.
Maybe, I don't know.
Probably stayed out late. They just weren't ready to play.
But they've won six out of their last seven.
But San Jose's terrible.
Yeah, they're not very good.
What is the projected date now to pass Gretzky?
Ooh, I'm going to have to look that up.
You got your tickets for the Islanders game on the road.
I have my tickets confirmed. They're in my Google wallet. Mm. I'm good to go.
Is there any chance he breaks the record on Thursday? Because I'm going on Thursday night.
This Thursday?
Yeah, can he score eight goals?
I mean, if he scores 4 or 5 on Tuesday night, then you have a legitimate sweat. But I'm going to guess he's not going to score 4 or 5 against the Red Wings on Thursday.
I need 2-4 pieces.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. It's probably not going to happen.
So he needs 8 in 15 games.
Yes.
I'm going to say the projection's probably that Columbus back-to-backer.
I think I'm at game number 9. So he needs to go on like a 0.8 goals
you
per
need
game.
A Hattie.
I need a Hattie this week or a multi-goal game.
You need a Hattie. Maybe an empty netter in there. You don't care along the way.
If there's a multi-goal game this week, my road trip to the Islanders April 6th is squarely in play.
Yeah.
If he doesn't score like over the next two games, then I kind of like Jason's prediction for either
the Columbus game
at Columbus, which I think is the 12th, and then they do a back-to-back or
Masters weekend.
13th.
So obviously the
you're
going to
watch the Masters over Ovi and Columbus.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
The focus is on the goals. And that record. But over the weekend, I noticed Capitals PR promoting he is now third all time in hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's 300 from being number one in NHL history in hits.
Right. That's pretty damn impressive. I mean, it just shows you the physicality that he plays with and continues to play with close to the age of 40. He just still levels dudes and crunches guys against the boards. So that is impressive.
Did you see the beatdown that Tom Wilson gave over the weekend?
I mean, saw the highlights.
Can you imagine having to fight Tom Wilson?
No.
I mean, I think the guy that lost was in the sin bin and said he wanted to go again.
Nice. I'm going to have to look up
he
Tom.
Got
he wanted
worked.
To lose. He wanted to lose again?
He got destroyed.
Love it.
Cakes, what happens if, and I think I asked Cakes this on Friday, what happens if he breaks the record against Columbus here on the 13th, and you have the game against the Islanders the following day.
No, my game against the Islanders is the 6th.
Oh, it's not the 15th.
No,
okay,
I'm not going to that game.
All right.
No, he needs Ovi to pick up the pace.
I need Ovi to score like a madman
right.
over the next.
Well, let me ask you this: what if
four
he?
Or five
I definitely
games.
Need that.
What if
I
he breaks it? What if he breaks it against Chicago on April 4th?
I mean, I'll still go to the game.
You're still going
to
go.
I have tickets. I'm already. It's a sunken cost. I've already spent over $500 on the tickets.
Oh my god!
And I spent $90 for a parking pass. I'm pot committed.
Well, then you're gonna stay overnight.
It's a Sunday 12:30 puck drop. I'm planning on being back the next day.
Factor in all the tolls, by the way.
Oh, all the tolls. I mean, driving to Long Island, that's probably $35 each way, minimum
plus gas,
maybe 40.
Well, then you have to get a hotel room if you're coming back the next day.
No, I'm planning on coming back same day.
Oh, you said the next day.
It's an early puck drop.
Okay.
It's 12:30 puck drop. Game will be over by 3:30, 4 o'clock at the latest.
So you get back at 9-ish.
Yeah.
I don't think he would do this, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say Ovi breaks the record in the regular season.
$20 for nachos in the stadium, too, in the UBS Arena.
Yeah,
don't forget that.
It's a $700 night.
it's an excursion.
Life's about experiences.
Sure.
I don't blame you for doing it at all. I think it's great.
I do blame you if he breaks it.
If Ovi breaks the record in the regular season.
Yes.
Hopefully he does that because it sucked to like wait all the way till next season
right.
for like one or two goals. And then they win the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Would he retire?
Does he just skate off into
I think he's already said that he's not going to sign an extension.
He's got 1 year left on his deal.
Now that might mean he just wants to enter free agency.
He's not a free agency. There's no free agency. He's going to wear a cap sweater his entire career.
I know,
outside
but
of going
just,
back, going to the KHL.
I'm just saying for
when he's 50.
But in terms of bargaining positions, yeah. I don't want to do an extension. He might just be free agent, sign a 1-year deal, whatever.
Depends on how his body feels. Yeah. I think he's just going to play out the contract.
I think he's going to play the extra year because
he'll have a farewell
for 900 plus goals. Yeah. He's not going to stop just short of 900.
No.
Like he's going to have 925 or 930 by the end of his contract, maybe more.
And that will be unbreakable.
I think it would be unbreakable, but people thought Gretzky's record was unbreakable too.
That's true.
For a long time.
But I'm going to guess if he gets to 925, that's unbreakable.
Hey, we've got a food update.
Oh, we do.
Trabby, can you give us the update?
Yeah, I just got a text that said, hope you got our delivery.
From?
I said, that was from you guys? He said, yep, you guys have had a rough few days. She's thinking about us, about Sean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very nice.
Breakfast was courtesy of the Washington Wizards.
Thank you to the Wizards.
Thank you, Washington Wizards.
How about that?
I saw that pool party out in Denver.
Apparently, hey, they're on a heater.
Apparently the Wizards own not only the Charlotte Hornets, they own the Denver Nuggets, too.
Hey, they've won 6 out of 10. And did you see Alex Saar's line? I know you're a Koulibaly guy.
I did.
Saar had 34. Yeah. Those are the kind of flashes I've wanted from your Frenchman.
Love it.
I couldn't believe he took 28 shots.
Yeah.
If you would have told me Denver was going to score 123 and Joker was going to have 40 in the game, I would have put a lot of money on the Nuggets just to win. That's the NBA for you.
Hey, thank you to the Washington Wizards.
Yep.
During the commercial break, I will look all over this place for syrup.
Do it.
Because as Jason said.
Walt.
Oh, because of our season-long bet.
Yes.
I mean, come on. 6 more. How many games are left?
And they've played
16.
16?
Yeah.
Hey.
Why can't they
go? They won 6 out of 10, Cakes.
Well, why can't they go 6-10?
I don't like that. They've won 2 straight. All the other tankers. I mean, Utah's lost 9 straight. Utah caught the Wizards.
Yep.
Caught him.
You're 15
wins.
It's actually the other way. The Wizards caught Utah.
Wizards caught Utah on the way down. Yeah. It's not great.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're going to check in with our pal Grant Paulson shortly. He's at spring training. Give us the latest on the Washington Nationals as we get ready for the upcoming baseball season. A little bit later, Chris Nocke, Terps analyst, joins us, and Mark Packer from the ACC Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We'll talk a little college hoops coming up at 8 o'clock. Chris Nocke joined us, Terps color analyst. Mark Packer, ACC Network host, jumps on at 9:20 as we talk tournament.
We'll get into North Carolina stuff with him.
But is our pal Grant Paulson on the line?
Is Jeeps calling in from West Palm Beach covering the Nats in spring training? Jeeps, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Are you on Doing the Rude well. Guest hotline? Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Can you be a host and a guest?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, I guess he's on the Rude Guest hotline.
What's up, boys? How are we doing this morning?
How's the hotel slash weather? What's been going
amazing.
On?
Well, so we're at an Airbnb. Okay. It's a little boys trip here. So we did like a bachelor party style. We've got a little house here with four rooms and a... You know, the nice room, Jason, is we've got the foosball and the air hockey in the back room. Oh. Although Danny likes to go to bed early and complain when we're really loud playing that at night.
That would be me.
Are they full size or are they kid all, size like the one in our size. Green room?
They're full size, but I will tell you that I think both of them were put in this house in like 2006. And they have not been touched since. So we've been working out some cobwebs.
Very good. I was telling the boys that I heard your interview with Lowe yesterday. Seems like a really good dude. You were asking about his ultimate golf foursome and everything. But you guys also were geeking out about launch angles and all that stuff. What did you learn from him? He's one of their big additions this offseason.
Yeah, I will say, JP, we let it eat yesterday. It was on the weekend, so we really nerded out and kind of let our hair down a bit. I don't know if that interview would have gone the same on a Monday, but he was great, man. One of the better, more interesting, introspective, thoughtful conversations I've had with a player on the air in a long, long time. I was really, really impressed. But he's an important player for them. I mean, they acquired him somehow straight up for a non-closing reliever, which Robert Garcia, the lefty they traded, is an important player for Texas and might end up being a closer in the big leagues, I guess. There were people, just from talking to Nats folks down here, that you know, feel like letting him go was actually, you know, a questionable decision. But you very rarely ever trade a relief pitcher, and especially not a closer, for an everyday first baseman with, you know, Lowe's resume. This is a guy that's won a World Series. He has been a Gold Glover. He has been a Silver Slugger. He's played in an All-Star game. The big knock, I guess, if you want to say there is one, is that he just doesn't hit for a ton of power at the first base position. So it's probably going to be, you know, 15 to 18 home runs, 20 is probably the best case scenario, and I'd say that's a little bullish. But at first base, it's one of the few positions where that's just not that ideal, right? And this is a team that was second in the big leagues, second to last with 135 home runs last year, so they have to hit for more power.
Yeah.
But he's going to bring really impressive defense. They need to help their infield get better. They were way, way, way too high in error count last year, so that's going to be huge. And he's just going to be a veteran presence as a guy who's won a title in the clubhouse, which they did not have enough of last season. But I thought it was a really, really good addition. They'll get better defensively, and he will drive in runs. And he's got a chance to be a run producer behind a speedy top of the lineup with the young kids.
So great. Grant, did you get into it with Nate Lowe about the fact that his dad was basically Tom Cruise from Top Gun? He was a career fighter pilot in the Navy for like 20 years.
I actually didn't know that. I should have gone to the Cakes research department.
Well, but it's
I
will called tell Wikipedia. That, I mean, it's basically, that is my research department. But that's pretty cool that his dad, you know, is like dodging MiGs, like back in the day, like Goose and Maverick.
Well, it's kind of, it's crazy genetics. I don't know if the dad or the mom was the stud athlete, but because his brother plays.
Well, his dad was drafted by the Mariners.
Oh, there
and then
you
he
go.
Said, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to defend
the country and be a stud. Right.
Well, there you go.
Well, to your point, Bish, I mean, his brother was in the ballpark yesterday. They were playing the Rays, and his brother was in the lineup for Tampa Bay. So we did talk to him about that.
That's very cool.
But you know what I'll say is funny about Lowe, not to run him down, because what a great interview and great guy and good ball player. No one has ever looked more like a baseball player from a movie in the 80s.
Okay.
He's got like a mustache, and he's like nowadays every player is sculpted and looks like they're built in a lab, and he does not look like a baseball player in any way when he's standing there. So like if you look at any of these movies like Major League or something, not one of the guys that's on the team looks like they could play in the big league.
Mm-hmm.
But Lowe has that kind of look to him, so it's kind of funny.
So James Wood missed the start of spring training because he was dealing with some tendonitis. He said he felt good. He just, you know, Rizzo said, let's just make sure he's 100%. And ever since he started playing, I think he's played 10 games. So he's missed roughly half the spring training. But he's got four bombs. He hit another one yesterday. He's hitting 380. I think James Wood's going to have a bomb year. I'm not saying he's going to hit 40 bombs, but he's just going to have a really good year. His projection is about 20 and a half home runs. I'm going over that. His projection is also about 20 stolen bases. I'm going over that. Your thoughts on James Wood? He apparently feels really good and looks really good so far.
Yeah, we're in lockstep here, bro. I mean, I think it's 19 and a half, and I'm over it. I've got a bet in on that.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he'll hit 30, and I think 25 is probably a little bullish, but mm-hmm. I certainly think it's possible this year because he's still – and a lot of people are bothered by this. I'm not in any way. But his natural swing right now with his length and how far he's going to be off the plate is going to be to go the other way and get left center a lot. Remember early in Aaron Judge's career, he almost never went pull side for power with long home runs. And Wood's home runs are mostly going to be to left center and left field, which is where they've all been to this spring, and they were all but one last year. As he gets bigger and just – more mature as a hitter, and as the years go on, he's going to start pulling the ball for power down the right field line too. But I got to tell you guys, I mean, this is probably the story down here, and maybe it's not surprising, but every single person we talked to, because for the first 2 days we were here, some of the guys were on a trip cross state, including Wood, and we didn't see them. Everybody's talking about just how unbelievable, you know, he has looked. He had, to your point, four homers in his first 27 at bats. He hit a ball in the screws to right center for a double after that yesterday. He is so locked in. You'd like to just put him in bubble wrap, send him to D.C. and say, we'll see you next week. Mm. It's ready. You know, he's ready to start the year. But, I mean, the conversations they're having, and you know, the front office people don't do this because they don't want to overhype it or put too much pressure on him. But I'm talking about other players, guys like Lowe or like Paul DeJong that are longtime veterans who have played in World Series, who came from other works. Like, the things they say about this guy, it's just hard not to get overly excited. They're talking about him being, you know, physically more gifted than anyone they've ever seen, or, you know, there's only a couple guys in the big league, you can count them on one hand, who have his skill. Like, we're talking about a legitimate superstar, mm-hmm. like an Aaron Judge-level potential when it's all said and done, a Judgian Soto-type profile for this guy if he can max out. My job when I get home is going to be to not get too excited because that's the kind of week it's been down here talking about and watching him play.
Hey, Grant, another prospect, now he's not as far along as James Wood, you tweeted about him, is Elijah Green. Had a really good day on March 14th. Is that yesterday or a few days ago?
That was Friday.
He had a double and a homer, and this is a guy who hasn't quite fulfilled expectations yet. It's taken a little bit longer, but it looks like the signs are there that he's building on something. Talk about Elijah Green and the way he's developing.
Yeah, Casey, he's really interesting. I mean, so that was the spring breakout game, the first of two basically prospect showcases that he played in. He hit a double and a homer. He was pretty locked in, ended up striking out a couple times, had a really, really good at bat on one of the Ks. But the story on him, for people not familiar, he was the top five pick for the Nationals a couple years ago. He was kind of seen as this boomer bust player. He has swing and miss, was kind of the profile. But if they could iron out the swing, he could be a superstar. Like the Nats internally have long said, if the hit tool came along, it's like an Andre Dawson kind of profile, who's obviously ended up being in the Hall of Fame because he's so big. His dad was an NFL tight end, Eric Green, for the Steelers. He's probably like 6'3 and 215. He's one of the most sculpted, physically imposing athletes, like DK Metcalf kind of vibes. And he also runs at that size like DK Metcalf. He was a sub 4.44, 4.38, I think it was, like around when he was drafted as a 40. I mean, he's just an unbelievable athlete. On a 20-80 scouting scale, which is what they use to evaluate talent, 8 is like the ceiling. And he's an 80 runner and probably an 80 defender. So he's got like these two unbelievable traits that will make you a really good big league player. Here's the problem. He just has not hit at all or shown the ability that he can hit at all. It's literally a 50% strikeout rate in A-ball, which is like, you know, 20% higher than not okay if you're in the big leagues. And so it's been a real struggle just putting the bat on the ball. And that's going to be the whole story of his career. If he can make contact and improve his hit tool, he could be an exceptional major league player. But even if you have 4 really good tools and 2 unbelievable tools in speed and defense, if you can't hit, you guys know this, it's just not going to work. And so that's the whole story. He worked really hard this offseason. We talked to him. He's a really nice kid. I'd never had a conversation with him at this length. And now you root for him and you feel bad because, you know, I've been talking about how I don't know if he's going to make it for a year or so. But I will be pulling for him, I'll tell you that. But he's got a lot of work ahead of him at the plate. There's no doubt.
Talking to our pal Grant Paulson, who, of course, is in Florida covering the Nationals. All right, I saw a picture, and it made me think of this. I don't like to use this word, but the kids like to use it. Who is number one in the Riz meter for the Nationals? Is it Dylan Cruz?
I don't think so, honestly. If we're talking Riz, we're talking, are we saying overall aura, or is this specifically with the ladies?
No, not with the ladies at all, just with fans, just kind of the aura.
Yeah.
Like, I just saw a huge line of people trying to get his autograph, and it just struck me. I was like, that guy probably has the biggest Riz.
Lots of Riz.
Yeah, okay, because I was going to say, the guy that, like, over the last couple of years has been the single guy living his life, I would say, would be like a Mackenzie Gore, who told us he's now got a girlfriend and is enjoying his adult life now. But Riz meter, let's see. The aura guy is definitely Cruz. I think you called that right, JP. Everybody loves him. He signs more autographs, and I think just because more people are asking for his autograph than anybody else almost, than anybody here. He's just a superstar in terms of, like, fame. College World Series at a time where all the college games were televised. LSU, which is, you know, this dominant program that if you like college baseball, there's an appeal to, right? And then he was on that Skeens team that was on TV every single night. And then he's been the most hyped prospect since then in the minor leagues. Now, what's interesting is, and it's going to sound like I'm down on Cruz, and I'm really not, but like where James Wood has a chance, in my opinion, to win MVP awards, you know, I think Dylan Cruz is more going to be one of these just really good winning players. He'll play elite defense. I think he could win a gold glove. He'll be a great base runner, go first to third, steal bases. But it's probably more like, you know, 265, 275 with 20 to 25 home runs. And I think it's going to be a good winning player who will make an all-star team or two. But I think Wood is the guy long-term here that's like the face of the franchise. I think Cruz will be the guy that's like would wear a captain on his, you know, a C on his jersey and would lead in the clubhouse. And to your point, I like that Riz meter thing of like he's the alpha. He's the guy that's going to call the shots. And he did that at LSU. And I think that's what he's ultimately going to be here in Washington.
So Robert Hassel, who they also acquired in that big deal, he has played 19 games. He's leading the team with a .386 batting average. He's not hitting for a lot of power, but he's not a big guy. But he's getting on base, got 17 hits. He's 23 years old. Is he? I don't think he's going to make the roster out of the spring, but is he a possible call-up?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You would, by the way, love hearing him talk. I mean, this is a guy who's now been through and seen everything with injuries and disappointments. Remember, Jason, when they traded Soto for the package of players they got back, Hassel was viewed as like the safe one. Remember that?
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, he'll hit .280, hit, you know, 20 home runs and steal 20 bags. And everyone's like, you don't have to worry about it. He'll be there in 2 years. And then he really struggled and got hurt a bunch. But he's rebuilt himself. He's having an awesome camp. I mean, you can make the case really up until the last day or two. He was probably the hottest, best player here. He'll be in the big leagues this year. There's no doubt. He's going to start at AAA, I would imagine, because you need him to play every day.
Right
now, they've got Jacob Young in center, who's a platinum glover and as good defensively as there is in baseball out there. And then they've got Wood in left and Cruz in right, and that's not going to change, I don't think, early on. But if Hassel were to carry over his spring into AAA and be on a roll. I think there's a real possibility you'd kick Cruz over to center, where he would be an above-average defensive player. The whole reason he went second over Wyatt Langford, who had more power, is because he could stay in center field. And he's got more value probably in center up the middle than in right. And then you could move Hassel up to the big leagues and play him in right field. So yeah. I still think that's an early season possibility. But yeah, don't forget him. Don't sleep on him. I don't think he's the caliber of player of like the Cruz and Wood tier, but he can run. He can steal bases. He's got back to ball with double power and can go gap to gap. So I'm excited to see him early this season just to see if he can carry this over because he's been really, really good this spring.
And that's the other thing about this team this year. They led the league in stolen bases last year. I think they're going to be near the top, if not at the top again this year.
I think they've got to be, right?
Yeah.
Because even though you bring in Josh Bell, who's going to air it out as a DH and try to hit 25 homers, you brought in Lowe. He'll, you know, again, not a home run guy at first. I think Paul DeJong's going to start at third and may surprise people early how much he plays. At third base, they got him for 1 year and $1 million. He's on his – I believe it's his fifth team now in a couple of years. Longtime former Cardinal, hit 24 homers last year, which is more than anybody on this team did. I think they have more power, but they don't have a lot of power. And again, last year, second to last in the major leagues in home runs. So how do you win? You win by creating and building and manufacturing runs, and that means stealing over 200 bags like they did last year.
Good stuff, Grant.
Yep.
Enjoy,
all right, boys.
Enjoy your time in Florida and safe travels.
Remind me opening day, what date?
A week from Thursday. What is today?
March 27th, today? I believe.
March 27th, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, 27th, awesome. You got it, yep.
All right, Jeeps, we'll talk to you again soon, man. Thanks.
All right, be good, guys.
Yep, you too, my friend. With the temperature heating up, be sure your AC system can keep up. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. Call today and get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable DC weather is going to bring tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Five-star technician.
Thanks again to our pal Grant Paulson for joining us, filling us in on the Nationals and spring training. I do miss our trips.
Those are always fun. Always a good time.
It's probably been a good 5 or 6 years since we've made a trip to Florida.
I think the last
to cover the Nats.
I'm pretty sure the last time we went was right when COVID was like starting to hit. That has to be the last time we went.
Well, you're right. So it's not that far back.
I mean,
4 years?
2020? 4 or 5 years, minimum. It's been at least that long.
I miss them.
They were
boys
fun.
Boys are hanging out.
They're fun.
Airbnb.
There's all the part of the charm of the Junks trips. There's a lot of complaining. It's not a lot of charm on the producer's end because they take the brunt of the complaining.
Well, let's be real. It's mostly complaining from two guys. This guy,
yeah.
And that guy.
I mean, I probably do a decent amount of complaining, but
that.
I'm not the league leader.
I'm a little jealous the way they set it up. I mean, They went down on Thursday, did a couple work days, and then they just hung out all weekend.
Yeah.
And then they're going back today for one more day, and then they're flying home. They spent the weekend in West Palm.
Can I bring up something that I've noticed, not specifically with us, with media and like interviewing people, but I think it's bordering on an epidemic. Toby Altizer is on the trip along with them, and I've seen him conducting a few interviews. And now, instead of a regular-sized mic, they're sticking a mic that's about the size of this chapstick in people's face and having them talk into the mic that's this small.
Hmm. You don't like that?
It just strikes me as kind of weird. It's like, it's not a full-size mic, but it's not like a lavalier mic that you put on like while we're doing like the Altcast.
Yeah.
It's like a little mini like kid-sized mic that's barely bigger than this chapstick.
But it sounds good?
It sounds great.
Yeah, it's weird because you've never seen that before.
It's just off-putting. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like when Tracy Wolfson is sticking a mic in somebody's face during a football game
it's like this big.
During March Madness, it's regular size.
Yeah.
Instead of the size of a chapstick. When do we start going to chapstick-sized mics? I'm just wondering. Can anybody fill me in?
I haven't seen that.
Drab, can you tell me about this latest trend?
They were built for Reels and TikTok.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They just don't want to lug around like a regular-sized mic.
Right, and built to fit for your phone.
Okay, so this is...
Yeah. It does, I'll be honest, it tilts me too.
It's more of the TikTokification of America.
It's like a little shrunken microphone.
Right.
Sometimes they have like tiny mic flags on them too.
Like, I'm not the only one that has to have noticed this.
I've seen them. Yeah.
This is a thing. Mm-hmm. This is a real thing now.
I haven't noticed it, but now I'm going to be looking out for it.
I don't know how you could have not noticed it. I mean, your daughter's on all over TikTok. You should have noticed it at some point.
I can't ever think of a video where she uses a microphone.
It's a small detail, but
it
tilts me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like minor tilt. Not massive tilt, just minor.
Does Bill Belichick tilt you? We just put a picture up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. He was at the beach with his young girlfriend. I believe she's 23, very attractive. And he was doing the old bit where he lays on his back with his legs up.
Yeah.
And then she's propped over him.
It's weird because generally that's something you do with your kids when they're young. So now you got this old guy who's doing this with a young woman. It's just, I mean, I haven't read the comments, but I'm guessing the comments there has to be just so many levels of joning on Bill Belichick. He's acting like this is the first woman he's ever slept with in his life. That's the vibes that I'm getting when I see pictures like the ones.
But you begrudge him.
I don't
so
begrudge
he's
him.
Divorced, clearly. He's got
yeah.
older kids that coach In the NFL, look, even, right?
He can do whatever he wants. He's a grown man. I'm just telling you, the optics of it are kind of weird.
Who took that picture?
Like, that's Bill Belichick. Like, he's above acting like a buffoon at the beach at Jupiter or wherever.
Good question on who took the picture.
Yeah, like, they clearly have, like, some sort of photographer in tow, someone's taking the picture. Yeah. That's taking these pictures.
Somebody walking by, say, hey, why don't you take a pic? Snap a pic of me and my daughter.
Would you?
My granddaughter.
Like, this would bother me less. What if you saw him making out with this girl?
That would be very weird.
72 years old. I mean, and she's 23.
I almost feel like these.
So it's a 49 year age gap, right?
Yeah. I almost feel like the pictures of him doing airplane with her on the beach are grosser than him making out with her. Just cause, again, that's something I did with my daughter when she was like 8. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is a fully grown woman, and he has an AARP card.
It's just strange.
It's a weird dynamic.
Can you imagine him mumbling to her, hey, sweetie, hop on the airplane.
Yeah. Like, his legs got, I know she doesn't weigh a lot, but his legs have to be, his hamstrings are barking after that sort of a workout. Right?
I mean, definitely.
Can't you guys just let him live a little?
That's kind of how I feel.
How come nobody has these conversations about Cher or Madonna when they date young men? It's always the man is the gross, creepy guy. I don't understand it. Just let the guy. The guy's been a notorious hard ass for 50 years. He's having a little fun in his sunset years.
Yeah, you don't think it's kind of embarrassing for him?
It's embarrassing because people are. They're jealous. People are jealous.
No. You should be playing airplane with your daughters. Who are what, four now? They're 4 years old.
That's not
the type of game you play with your 4 year old daughter.
You can, but I've seen there are people who do that stuff all the time on beaches. I see on Instagram all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
I've never
seen that. Not 72 year olds with a 23 year old.
Of course not. And then the people are calling her.
I question Jordan Hudson. I question her that she's attracted to a 72 year old. There's something wrong with her.
She has daddy or granddaddy issues. So is that what you're saying?
There's something wrong with that girl up there.
Her dad's definitely younger than Bill Belichick.
I mean, I would
not
assume.
Not surprised by that.
I would assume he's probably our substantially age. Younger.
Probably 54, 55.
But I'm with you, Drab. You know what? I don't know enough about his personal life. Obviously, he had kids. I don't know when he was divorced, if he was ever married, whatever the deal is. But it appears he's a single guy. He's older. He's having the time of his life.
They're both adults. They can make their own decisions. There's something in it for both of them. She's young and hot. He's old and rich. That's what they like.
Hey,
and he's famous.
Look, if it works for them, more power to them. I just am saying it's weird optics.
I like
Drabby,
it.
Believe me. The last thing I think about when I go home is what he's doing with his girlfriend on the beach. But if my daughter's the same age as her, if she was dating a 72-year-old, I would have a major problem with it. And so would you.
Yeah, but she's not my daughter.
That's
so
true.
That's why I don't care.
That.
But wait a second. What if, you know, your daughter brought Bill Belichick? You didn't know. So, Dad, I'm going to bring...
I would have an issue.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my boyfriend home.
Bill Belichick would be your son-in-law.
He might fanboy.
I think you'd probably ask him about the 28-3 game. Yeah. So tell me what you told the team at halftime.
I would not be happy.
You know how many Sports Illustrateds you have him sign?
Good point.
But here's why that's a dumb hypothetical, because you're told to mind your business. This isn't my business. My daughter dating Bill Belichick or whoever, some old guy, Jay Gruden or whatever, when he's 75, that would be an issue in my house.
Sure.
But yeah. I'm not Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Hudson's dad.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. I'm just saying if it was my situation, if that
comments,
was my daughter.
The comments and all these posts are so nasty to both of them.
Of course.
I might be mixing up a coach's son, but would you rather your daughter date Bill Belichick or the son that, like, plowed somebody over drunk driving? I think that might be Andy Reid's kid.
Okay.
But I feel one of the Belichicks might have had a DWI,
too. I don't know about that. But
I'm not sure. But I definitely think Andy Reid's did.
What happened to this funny conversation?
Who would you rather have them date?
None. Neither.
The older or the younger who's got a history?
Neither. Can I say that?
I mean,
half the people in here have a DWI.
Is that true?
Who's the other?
Jason and Drab.
Oh. I don't know. The drafts has been publicized very much. I was unaware of that.
The drafts done a good job of keeping that down low, if that's the case.
It's a reckless driving, and I've talked about it many times. I was in Arizona. I was 23 years old.
Man, reckless is different than a dweeb.
Jason's has to be off the books by now. I'll just push back and say it never happened.
No, it did. It was 1992, Ocean City. I was 22.
So if I pull up your record, is it going to have, is that going to be on it?
Oh, I think it disappears after a while.
Right.
Probably I have expunged. No idea.
Hmm. That's called Jason Bishop criminal record during the break.
No idea.
You're talking about it. He's tapping his pen. He's nervous.
He's fine. It happened 35 plus years ago.
How many times have I talked about that?
I know.
I've admitted that a million times.
Well, I think Bill Belichick's having the time of his life. Who cares?
It seems like he's having a great time.
Right.
I get a kick out of it.
Until he goes
because
5-7 in his first year, he's not going to be happy.
Because he was so secretive about his life, and he wouldn't say anything. Two word answers, and he was a mean guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's on the beach doing aerobics with some.
She's changed him.
Yeah.
Well, but remember, before this girlfriend, there was the video of him leaving that house with his shirt.
Yes, correct.
Or at least he went out to the porch.
Yeah, that was her house. Smashing.
That was her house.
Oh, that was her place.
Yeah. People just didn't know it.
Hey, for me, the biggest takeaway from this picture is that I love Belichick and Hudson's choice of beaches. There's no people on it. It's just them. Look. They're the only two people there.
And the photographer.
Unless they
put it up on a tripod or something with a timer.
They clearly have. This is a professional photography bit going on here.
There must not be much going on in Jupiter.
Yeah, apparently you haven't seen it.
Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. Coming up next, Terps lost a heartbreaker in the Big Ten tournament. What are their chances in the NCAA tournament? We'll talk to Chris Nockey, their color analyst, next here on the Junkies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.